Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's great to have you with us here on this Thursday. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf here at the Chateau. And, of course, our good friends at Hilscher's General Store, the 21st century version of a general store. 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, Routes 11 and 15. You want to know what we're talking about? Just go to the website, www.hilscherstore.com.
I went to the website here earlier today. You know what they have on the website? They have a picture of some of the fresh baked bread that they put on there.
Oh.
I mean, just by looking at it, I can smell it.
A little bit of butter on
there. Oh, yeah.
Or a little apple butter on the fresh baked bread. It's good. We're also counting down 13 days away now from the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Mark Mahoney, Drew Kelly, and the mass murderer and I will be together.
Really? I thought I was playing.
Well, I mentioned by name the other two. I only mentioned you by reputation.
No. It's just an accusation.
As I said, I'm more than willing, if you don't mind, to bring on Drew Kelly and Mark Mahoney to back up my story because they were still in shock that day.
Pirates back in action this afternoon as the rain has let up in Pittsburgh.
So it's not just an accusation. As I heard it go by my ear, I kind of thought to myself, my career's over.
4-1 top of the fifth, Pittsburgh, by the way.
Drew Kelly did not want to go back to Roger and explain how they lost the afternoon show.
Well, only half.
Your days of playing in that course would have been over. I don't think they needed to have headlines in the paper. I mean, do you pay attention when you're out there?
I think the question is, did you pay attention?
I walked over to the cart to grab an iron.
Well, not when I'm swinging. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. Consider me Sergio here, all right?
You did something
that would have distracted me if I paid attention.
You act as if the cart was like 30 yards in front of you and I walked up 30 yards.
I don't know where the cart was.
The cart was almost perpendicular to where you were. I mean, the cart was not 30 yards up and sitting in the middle of the fairway and the ball went whizzing by my ear where it's absolutely my fault. The cart was almost perpendicular to where you were hitting.
The point is, you just did not follow the Sergio rule. You don't move or do anything to incite the crowd, or the gallery rather, when a player is hitting.
When the other two competitors go, oh my God, okay.
They were impressed by the shot. That's what it was, because it was bending right into the green until it hit the tree limb. Not the tree, just the limb, the branch that was overhanging.
And did we use your shot?
Well, no, because it wasn't on the green, but it was going to be there. If I would have had a chainsaw, I could have taken care of that tree branch, and we would have been on the green.
Whose shot did we use?
I don't know. It was raining at that point.
Whose shot did we use?
I'm not sure.
Whose shot did we use?
I'm assuming yours by your tone.
Yes.
We wouldn't.
I overcame a near-death experience.
Oh, that's great. I'm happy.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. It's about time you got happy. All right.
Pirates lead 4-1, top of the fifth.
Yeah, they finally overcame the rain. overcame the rain there. They've had a problem with that all day today.
Now, there's more coming, too, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no, there is. All the way through. That's what you... Let's check out the radar here for a moment. Let's see. Well, except for those Russian ICBMs, it's not that bad. No.
Steve Jones, who is not necessarily a meteorologist, but lives near one.
I live there, a whole bunch of them. An entire town worth of meteorologists. My goodness. Line of storms. Line of storms entering Clearfield County. Still a good 60 miles from State College. You should be able to get your game in tonight. You'll lose, and then we'll move on. What is your team's record, by the way?
I knew that was going to be your next question. I think 8-1.
Wow, you guys are good.
I think 8-1.
That's great.
Yeah, the boys have played very well. They've hit the ball quite well. We've been had a couple of games in double digits offensively and held teams to 1 and 2 runs.
That is terrific. Way to go. Pirates lead the Cubs 4-1, bottom of the fifth. Tonight, Baltimore, Toronto, Minnesota, Detroit, and the Angels at Kansas City. Red Sox at home tonight with the Indians in the Terry Francona return.
The return of Francona.
He's done great. They're in first place. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Bruins, Rangers. Bruins up 3 games to none. It's at MSG tonight. That's at 7. 7:30. That's tonight. And also coming up tonight, it'll be Chicago at Detroit. Wings up 2-1. Late game tonight, Kings and Shaqs tied at 2 apiece. And as for the NBA, which always excites everyone, they don't play again until tomorrow night when the Heat and Pacers square off again. San Antonio and Memphis do not play until they go to FedEx Forum Saturday night.
I told you.
So there's time. Time off.
I told you what NBA really stands for, didn't I?
What's that?
No Basketball Association? Because they sure don't play a lot of basketball in it.
It's better than it was 15 years ago.
There's a lot of single-player basketball going on.
No, it's not so, that's not true. I will disagree with you on that. When statistics show... the 10% of the plays are isolation plays, what you're talking about, one-on-one basketball.
Right.
That means the other 90% are not. Now, the Knicks, Carmelo Anthony gives you that perception because he does play a lot of one-on-one basketball. The Knicks are running nearly 30% isolation plays as opposed to everybody else's 10%. So when you see him out there, I mean, that's why you look at the play that LeBron made last night. Remember last year LeBron got criticized a couple of times because he passed up shots to make a pass for another shot? Well, he scores that basket last night because people aren't sure it's 50-50 as to whether he's going to pass or not. That's not isolation one-on-one basketball.
Well, with the exception of Miami, though, I mean, there's usually one player on every team that the not the hardcore NBA fan, but the NBA fan that tunes it in once in a while can actually name, because those are the ones getting talked about all the time. There's usually one guy on every team that everybody else is surrounding him.
San Antonio is a team with Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and Manu Ginobili. Then they add in, Kawhi Leonard and a few other guys, but they've had a basic big three that have stayed together for years. Indiana's a team that really is a team. Paul George is probably their best player. You've got Hill and you've got
Hibbert. What I'm saying is who gets the PR though? Like in New York, it's easy to see who gets all the PR.
Carmelo does.
Right.
Right. And Darren Williams does with the Nets. I mean, yeah, I understand that. Derrick Rose to a point in Chicago, even when he doesn't play. Well, you're looking at teams here. Miami has LeBron. They have Wade. They have Bosch.
I see them as the exception to the rule because you hear a lot of two of them.
San Antonio's Parker, Ginobili, and Duncan. They've been the same three for years. If you look deeper into Memphis, it's Mike Conley. It's Randolph. It's Marc Gasol. in Indiana is loaded with a bunch of guys that is really as team concept as you're going to see. These are four really good teams that are playing in this, that play team basketball. The isolation selfish guys are out. They're not around.
I don't even know. I honestly am not an NBA follower. I'll be the first to say it because I lost it in the 90s and in 2000. I lost interest in it. But I don't think I could name one player right now on the Sixers, for example.
No, that's okay. Neither could Doug Collins. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565, and the Hilsters General Store Hotline.
And on that hotline right now is Dave from Sunbury.
Hi, Dave. And by the way, just so you know, Kevin, I'll need a reboot on my screen. I'm red.
Oh, you're in the dark.
Yeah, but I've got red on here. Hi, Dave. Sorry to make you wait. The reason I didn't go to you quickly is I don't have it on my screen. So,
well, he told me it might be a problem. Kevin said there might be a problem. So,
yeah, he's changing it right now.
Well, 2:30. I don't know. You're here at Morton Sub Shop. It's on Market Street in Sunbury.
Yeah.
Greg Morton's the proprietor.
Yeah.
He is a member over there at the country club.
Yes.
But he wasn't there the day of the rain because I asked him. But I go in and sit down and order a Dogwood sub.
Yeah.
It's in a root beer.
Yeah.
He says, hey, shouldn't you be home making a phone call? And I was telling him, I says, well, I don't always do it in the beginning of the show. I try to space it up a little bit to give him a little, right? Then I told him about Kevin and his propriety for the first base coach and we, Maxwell.
You're getting a rep, Kevin, in town.
And Ronnie said about, tell Kevin we don't want that kind of overtime in hockey.
And he is absolutely right. I don't. When I heard you say, you've said some things on this show where I've sat back and went, okay, all right. That was bizarre.
I loved the way they did it in that U.S.-Finland match. I thought that was great. I was riveted at that point.
No, 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 no.
And then you know that guy, that Pharrell on the bench?
Yes.
We have Scott Pharrell here every night.
Well, we turned him on. He sounded like the Penguins lost the way he started it with his conversation. And Ronnie, you get that depressed look. That says, well, okay, well, we'll do this a little bit. Then that's when I found out there was that 2-1 in the first period. Pittsburgh was losing, and then they come back and beat them 7-3.
Yeah, they James Neal had a great game last night. They scored two goals in the opening 45 seconds of the second period. Then in the third period, they just took the gas pedal and rammed it through the floor, and Ottawa didn't even know it hit them.
Oh, well, I don't know. I got my car back, so I was going up 147 to 180.
Yes.
To see about that, just on the going the North Branch, and I seen that. I couldn't quite make out when I came back down through, but that was a car hauler. I don't know, you know, how many, what the whole deal was.
Oh, with the accident earlier today.
And it was a Jim Dandy. From the one car from the bumper to that post where the engine is, there was no vehicle.
Wow.
It disintegrated it.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was a car, the trunk was gone from that one.
Jeez.
Yeah. It started at 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
You know. But then, I said, well, I told Kevin yesterday because he didn't know if we'd get in on time. But since I went to Wise's for that article in Sports Illustrated, they still got the thing on the baseball opening thing, all right? The Wise's up in the north in 4th Street. I says, come on, get aware of that.
Well, maybe they decided not to carry that issue.
Well, yeah. I mean, I read it. Okay, fine. But have you noticed something?
I haven't heard anything more about it.
There has been nothing about it since he had the press conference. Nothing.
Well, somebody said something to me that, you know, because he says, you know, Craig Morton said to me, he says, hey, you're becoming quite a popular guy, aren't you? I said, well, I just call in because, hey, they ask for people to get involved, and it's topical for this area.
You know, to be honest with you, I mean, you really have become the number two star in the show.
He's shocked by that.
Kevin's sitting there like, what does that mean?
No. Not at all.
Well, I told Greg Morton about that deal about Wii. He started that. Kevin Hurd did. I says, about his Steelers. Saying it was we as a team got to do that.
Oh,
that's right. I'm financially invested.
You bought a jersey.
More than that.
You bought a jersey.
As opposed to being one of the owners, right?
Right. I mean, and I'm sure you got it knowing you at discount.
Listen, what I paid for that jersey, I feel like I'm an owner.
It's a knockoff from China.
Well, I'll let you guys go and listen and see what else is going on.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. All right. So,
hey, I got a baseball thing for you. I want to get your opinion on this. Phillies made a couple of moves, one in particular that will send Adams to Clearwater now. And Stutz actually might be coming back up as a Philly.
Okay.
He was down for a little bit. I guess Amont, they've decided that they want to put the Canadian down and give him a little bit more work than he was getting in the majors. So he's going to go to Lehigh Valley and possibly bring up Stutz. They have not officially made that happen yet, but he would be the likely candidate for the Phillies.
Okay. Jason Johnson, by the way, on Facebook, suggesting a book of story time with Steve. Sarah Bartlett thinks it's a good idea. She responded.
I can't say I would disagree with that. I think that would be an entertaining book.
I don't think we'd call it story time with Steve. I think that's something that has to be reserved for this show. I mean, but there are thousands of stories. Some of them are true.
Actually, right. Steve, real quick, I'm going to change that. Just minutes ago, literally within 10 minutes or so, Stutz just got called up. The 26-year-old now will be a Philly. He's going to join the team in Washington.
Good. Okay. Good. Good call. Our number, 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. Back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. It's great to have you with us as we get together every day, 5 days a week, on, I think, one of the finest radio stations you could possibly ask to be on. 10,000 screaming watts of power. And the commitment to back it up. Great to have you with us. One of the important things that any radio station can do, and there was a period of time where radio stations got away from this as they went more corporate or they went more toward syndicated programming. And you notice, you know, with On the Mark and with this show, you know, we dedicate a lot of time to local broadcasting, the news, whether it's Allie or whether it's Sarah or Cody. Every once in a while, Lawrence comes out of the bullpen, gives us an inning. You know, but you have to be involved in the community. You have to be in the thick of what's going on. I believe I was just listening to, 2 days ago, we played here, the Sunbury Fire Company's doing their Mustang deal again.
Yep.
And whatever you can do to help them out, as I've said many, many times, what is the greatest bargain any community can have? Volunteer fire companies. Greatest bargain you can have. So I want to encourage people to get involved in that. Also, I want to encourage people to get involved in the Purdy Golf Tournament. Now, we're going to find out exactly what kind of openings they have with the new June 5th start time once they get grumpy here on the other end to, like, say, hey, all right, I'll do it. You know,
You know what? I'm going to make a call during the news just to make you happy. Look,
I'm trying to make the greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA happy. This is not about me. I'm here trying to be a good community steward because the people of the valley are special.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm on the phone.
Well, that's one listener I didn't mind losing.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Some great news as we come to you from the Chateau. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf. And by the way, Sunbury Motors is a major sponsor of the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Tom and the crew will all be out there. I think they're in the afternoon flight, if I recall.
Yes.
We have some great news. Kevin has called Bonnie Wassmer, at my urging, complaining about it originally, acting like I was barking out orders when all I'm trying to do is help the charity.
Never complained.
That's okay.
Never complained.
And the update is impressive. This is where you jump in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know how much I enjoy working with Dick Girardi and Jack Ham? When I do that, they like go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not at the level of Dick Girardi and Jack Ham. I bring you down. I'm so sorry. All the teams are back. That's the great news.
To be honest with you, I wouldn't have admitted that publicly, but go ahead.
All the teams that were going to be playing a couple of weeks ago have come back. That is outstanding. When you have a reschedule, sometimes it doesn't always work, but all the teams were able to make it back. They have filled all of the slots in the afternoon. There are still a few in the morning yet, but that's it. So if you have an opportunity to join us, please do so.
That means, I believe, they had 41 teams last year for the tournament. That means, based on my numbers, they're over 50 now.
They didn't have the numbers at hand at that moment, but that's what I would take as well.
Because they had two open afternoon spots. They got filled, plus I know they've filled a couple of morning ones. They have to be over 50 now. That's great. And they had 41 last year. I mean, the 10, 11, 12, how many extra foursomes that we can get out there. The financial difference it makes for the kids in the Greater Susquehanna Valley at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. I mean, the good it does is exponential. So I don't whether you're in Selins Grove or Danville, Milton, wherever. You know, Turbotville, come on, join us. Be great. We'll have a great time. Kevin and I will get there early enough to talk with everybody for the morning flight. Just wants to come over and chit-chat with us. We'll be there when it's over, when it's lunchtime. We're going to have the show there from 3 to 5 that day. Out there, if it's, weather permitting, and we're expecting it to be a nice day out there on the deck like we had it last year. So we'll be there all day talking sports with you. We're literally going to be there a total between the two of us, probably 10, 11 hours. I may even try and get there a little early and get over to the driving range. And instead of taking the first swing of the day on hole number one, where I hit a dribbler to short, maybe we can get the ball in the air.
Oh, I thought you said you were, instead of hitting the, you were going to go to the driving range to see if you could find the ball that you hit at the first tee.
No, I got that ball. The only ball I lost is not, I didn't lose it.
It's the one you had to leave.
It's the one I had to leave on the seventh hole after I had a drive down the right-hand side. It looked like it was 5 yards into the rough on the right side. That's the only ball I lost because I couldn't go retrieve it because if I did, we would have died. So,
as the rain was teeming down and thunder all around us, I said, do you think we should go in?
No, that's not what happened. I looked at you and I said, we're going in. I said, we're under a tree. We're leaving.
And I said, do you think we should go in?
I said, yeah. I was already like hitting the gas and going. And I said, people saw us leave and followed us.
We're trendsetters.
Yeah, he looks at me. He says, well, I haven't heard a horn yet. I said, I don't care.
I'm not waiting.
So then we got within about 20 feet of the clubhouse, and the horn sounded. I go, there, you happy? Oh, and it just came down in buckets. Well, not yet. This has worked out better. This has worked out better. I'm really looking forward to this. This is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a blast out there. It's all for charity. This will be great.
And if you have a chance to come out and join us for the show from 3 to 5, you'll actually be able to ask your questions in person as well. That's something we did last year with several of the people that had stayed around from the morning flight too. So we'll give you a chance to ask questions on the air too.
And by the way, if you happen to be driving home at the time, all right, and like you know, and you're near the country club, and you just want to call over and be a part of the show, see how it's done, ask a couple questions to the audience. Yeah, that's fine. They'll be more than happy. You don't have to be a part of the tournament to do that. I'd like to invite everybody. Come on out and join us. We're gonna have a blast. I know you didn't like the picture that was taken of you last year, but that's all right. God, the complaints I heard from you about that.
I don't remember that picture. Maybe I deleted it, that's why.
Yeah, you might have. But, I gotta get myself a new Susquehanna Valley Country Club golf shirt. I'm going to get out and get one of those. Set to go.
The long-range outlook from AccuWeather shows 76 as the temperature for June 5th.
Conditions?
Some clouds.
Good. Perfect. Love it. Love it. Love it. That'd be great.
I like a few clouds as opposed to bright and sunny when I'm playing golf because I have trouble seeing the ball then. It's too bright.
You say things on this show sometimes that remind me of those three guys in the outfield in Major League. That's too high. Too high. Like ball sails over their heads. What do you mean too high?
Not too high. Too hard.
What are you talking about? Too high. The ball's like way over their heads.
The trajectory of the ball.
God, I'm talking to Mr. SATs. All right.
He ain't the best color in the league for nothing, folks.
Monty? That's right. That's what we should do one day. Your favorite movie lines in sports movies between Caddyshack, Major League. There are certainly a few of them. I remember one night I was flying back from a speaking engagement with Bill O'Brien. And we started talking about movies, and the two of us started talking about Animal House. And then between the two of us, we started shooting back lines from Animal House. I looked at him and said, I have to admit, this is a brand new experience for me. He said, well, what do you mean? I said, I've never sat down with a football coach and done this before.
Joe probably thought Animal House was some veterinary hospital. I can't see Joe sitting down watching too many movies.
Do you want a story time with Steve?
Why do I want a story time? Do I really? Let me think. Do I want a story time with Steve? Okay. Why not? Let's give it a roll.
Joe's invited to a White House dinner. Okay. Goes to the White House dinner, has a great time, comes back. So, and he told family members this, but he told me this as well. He says, and so, you may have heard other family members relate the story. And he was telling me and a couple of other people, he says, yeah, I sat down. He says, I had a great time. He says, I sat next to this guy. Great guy. He says, an actor. He said his name was Nick Cage. I said, you sat next to Nicolas Cage? He goes, yeah, he seemed like a great kid. Oh, my God. Well, you know what his review of Titanic was?
What?
Too long, too much water.
Too much water.
Too long, too much water.
Too much water.
Oh. Well, yeah, he actually had a neighbor one time way back in like 70. Said, look, you need to get away, you and Sue, you know, have some time out, do something. Let's go to a movie. So they looked up movies, and there's something. Said, hey, look, this should be pretty good. And that's 1970. He says, it's a Western. He goes, oh, okay, yeah, Western's fine. So they go to the Western. Blazing Saddles.
I was going to say, please tell me it was Blazing Saddles.
Not exactly no Western. Hey, there's no John Wayne in it, I can tell you that. Blazing Saddles is not to be confused with True Grit.
No.
Or the Undefeated.
But very funny, nonetheless.
Not his kind of humor.
No, I can only imagine that it didn't really work well with him.
So, I mean, yes. So, once again, three stories today on Storytime with Steve.
Well, that's a good day.
I mean, three. Kind of remarkable, isn't it? Kind of my story game today. Tomorrow, a lot of guests. Kevin said, hey, look, what can you do Friday? I said, well, Neil Riddell, Altoona Mirror, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Break. He goes, oh, good, because mentally I'm going to be checked out watching carb runs.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to have the TV right with me. And I'm recording it. I'm recording it in case I miss anything. By the way, I have the brackets, if you'd like, for the pit stop contest. They've released the brackets now, so we're good to. Ryan Hunter-Reay gets a bye in the first round.
We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on Pre-Auction Blowout. With so many great deals in bloom, you'll be thinking spring. Like a 2012 Ford Fiesta 5-door hatchback SE. Call for our lowest price promise, 888-536-8017. 2012 Hyundai Veloster 3-door coupe with black interior, $16,889. 2012 Kia Sorento 4-wheel drive LX, $16,999. It's one tough truck. A 2010 Ford F-150 Super Crew, just $25,998. And a 2010 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited 4-door Sahara, $26,994. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Why the thunderstorms moving into Center County? The idea that maybe an hour from now they might move into Northumberland and Union counties and so forth.
Actually, I'm gonna say probably 6:30.
Okay.
To hit the.
What you need? Is that what you guys need to win the game?
No. We start at 6. Now, of course, you only have to get in the minimum. So if you have
three and a half.
Yeah, if we have the lead, that'd be great.
And this is one time I will allow you to say you actually are coaching the team.
One of them, yes.
Well, there is a head coach.
Right. He's the smart one.
Don't think I don't know it. I'm going to get him on the show someday. I would like to find out what your contributions are.
Not a whole lot. I pitched batting practice last night. I only hit two kids.
You know what? Very quickly, before we get to that, on the radar, I want to point out something on the radar, though. These storms are moving to the northeast. I'm not sure they hit you. These storms are moving to the northeast. They're sliding actually north of Williamsport.
Yeah, but there's such a long line.
There is a long line, but it's a northeast slide with them going toward Elmira. Now, when it comes to batting practice, I coached for 14 years. In the first 10 years, and so there are 2 years where I coached three teams at once because I had three boys playing.
Wow.
Different levels, you know, obviously, you know, they're all different ages. And I finally remember at the end of that year, I remember, oh boy, it may have been my first season doing football and my 5,000th doing basketball. And I remember going into the year and my left shoulder just hurt because I threw a lot of batting practice, you know, with three teams, you know, and you try to rotate coaches. You can't, you know, because everybody has to take a turn. The entire next year, I did not throw batting practice once, Kevin. Hurt. I mean, yeah, I had an ache in my shoulder for a year.
You almost had a rotator cuff issue the way it sounds.
No, I'm serious because I threw so much batting practice. You know, and I'll tell you the part two, and the 13-15 here is Babe Ruth League.
Right. That's senior league and little league.
Right, exactly.
Although it's an oxymoron, but you get it, you know.
But, well, no, when I played in Connecticut, it was called senior league. When you can't throw the ball hard enough in batting practice for some of these kids.
Oh, I thought, actually, our coach had a great suggestion. And all the years I've been throwing at different levels, this is the first time I really even thought about it. Move to basically the little league spot in the cage.
I do. Right.
And then throw normal speed, because that's the equivalent.
Yeah, but when I talk about batting practice, I'm talking about on the mound pitching to them.
You're talking about, yeah.
I don't mean cage stuff. Cage stuff doesn't bother me. I could, you know, because you do that and you're close enough and you get enough speed, but you're trying to give them a realistic feel sometimes on the mound. That's where I got hurt, and I had a kid, Yusuke Yamashita, and. Obviously, he had been a transfer student. His father had taken a job from Japan. He was our shortstop. And one day I'm pitching to him in the cage. He hits a line drive, hit it right off my left chest. I was just barely outside the mesh. Right? Are you okay, Mr. Jones? I'm like, oh. And, of course, you know, the macho thing. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm going, oh, my God. I'm good.
Ouch.
I'm fine. It's all good. When the season was over, and I always had great parents. I mean, I really did. I only had one parent ever give me a complaint about anything, and that's because his son wasn't on a tournament team. And I said, Dave, he's only 3-for-22 at the plate right now. I can't really recommend Brian Ford at the moment. I said, but if there's another tournament team, I'll get him on it. That's the only complaint I ever got. And we did get him on another tournament team, where, by the way, to his credit, he performed very well. But Yusuke Yamashita's father was so appreciative, right, that one day my doorbell rings and he's standing there with a case of Budweiser. Now, I don't drink beer, but I wasn't going to tell him that. You know, I was like, wow, this is awfully nice of you. You know, okay. So, I made sure other people in the neighborhood got it here. Hey, you have a six. You know? Because it wasn't going to do me anything. It's just going to go bad.
I've only gotten caught getting hit with a baseball umpiring, not really coaching. I mean, there have been a couple of times that I've had to duck behind the screen,
sure.
But
right.
Yeah, umpiring, that was worse. And it always seems to find where the padding isn't.
I see. No, I just coached. I mean, the only time I ever umpired, I filled in once or twice on the bases or something like that. Needed somebody. So I've done none of that stuff.
After taking three off the side of the head in consecutive games, I went out and found the hockey-style helmet mask and went, you know what? This is worth every penny right now.
Three off the side of the head?
Three off the side of the head. Not in the same spot.
Hmm.
I know. I opened the door. Go right through.
No. It's all right. I think it's a statement that speaks for itself. To those longtime 18-month listeners of the show. No need for me to go any further. We'll allow the audience to fill in.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I wish we were recorded right there because I could have deleted it, but it was too late. It's already
right.
There.
It's already there. Tomorrow... when we do get, we don't have a lot of guests tomorrow. We do get some open time. And maybe we'll do this on Tuesday. Since the Coca-Cola 600 is Saturday, is that Sunday night?
That's right? Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah. following the Indy 500. I'd like to find out in an informal on-air poll with our listeners, which one did you watch or both?
Or like me, all three.
Yeah, you'll watch the Formula One. The Grand Prix of Monaco is on at 7:30 on NBC Sports Net.
Actually, I think Sunday morning. I think that's on the big network Sunday morning. I think they're running Monaco on NBC.
Okay.
Which I was surprised about.
They make their own mistakes. It's fine.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
I know.
I don't think they're really worried about losing numbers at 7:30 in the morning.
You got breakfast at Wimbledon, which does very well. 9 o'clock? No, it had. I mean, I'm not sure if things have changed so much in tennis. ESPN now dominates all the Grand Slam events. They just quietly took the U.S. Open away from CBS, which was an unusual move considering they laid off 400 people the next day.
And just to clarify, yes, it is indeed on NBC at 7:30. All the practices, all the qualifying race, and all that stuff is
Kevin.
On NBC Sports.
Kevin.
I know you don't care about that, but I'm just Kevin. Filling the information there.
Kevin. Okay, we have thousands of people listening to this show. I just spoke for every one of them.
I'm just filling out the information in.
Okay. I know to you tomorrow it's a big, big deal, okay?
Not but just quote, me. There are a few in the region.
But to quote the great sports philosopher Allen Iverson, practice.
Great.
It's practice.
Sports philosopher.
It's practice. See, when I go to a practice, there is a purpose, a practical purpose to it, which comes out during the course of a broadcast on Deep Background. Okay? But tomorrow, you're a fan watching...
Oh, no. I'll have some deep background. It's just I don't have a program to talk about it on before Sunday. By the way, Pirates lead 4-1 now over the Cubbies, top of the seventh in Pittsburgh.
That's wonderful. Wow.
By the way, I just entered you in the fastest seat sweepstakes, so you can ride with Mario Andretti.
Mario Andretti is actually an individual I've always wanted to meet. I've been very fortunate with the people I've met in my career. He's always been one person I've always wanted to meet. Maybe you can make that happen at Pocono, great one.
That's one of the things.
Since you're so deeply ingrained.